This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. Thank you so much, Brad. You do a great job. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, there's an auto parts store, about, let's say, a half hour's trip from our house, our farmhouse in Missouri. And while I stop there, I park in the side parking lot. And I've noticed twice now in the last couple of months when I park there that there's this woman, it's kind of frail looking, middle-aged woman, I believe appears to be much older in looks than she is in age. And she walks very slowly across the parking lot. She looks clean, dyed hair. And she checks every single waste basket that they have in the parking lot at this auto parts store. And she picks out cigarette butts. She picks them out and puts them in her pocketbook and then leaves. She's not walking around with a sign begging for anything. She's just picking up used cigarette butts or unconsumed cigarette butts and then leaves. And I guess she smokes them. And she really looks, like that smoke is having a serious impact on her health. It's making her age, very, very quickly compared to if she didn't smoke. So that's just one example of somewhere between homeless and maybe living in a trailer park where I believe she resides, because she doesn't look unkempt and disheveled. So that's just one observation I want to make, and I have seen that same woman at least twice.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments on that before I talk about me living in a camper trailer?
Well, with women, one thing that a lot of women realize when they become homeless is it's maybe a good idea to keep up their appearance, okay? Mm-hmm. Because with a man, he's probably, men are going to think twice, really, before attacking a homeless man, okay? But they're much more likely to attack a woman who's obviously homeless. Okay, and a lot of women actually do realize this, so she may be, her living circumstances may be a lot more precarious than what you realize, but she might be doing something like going to a truck stop and using the showers there, or various other public facilities like swimming baths or something where they have showers. You can pay, $5, go for a swim and use the showers in the swimming baths and get yourself really, truly clean. And if you do that, twice, three times a week, it costs, $10 or $15 for you to have a shower. And, and you get to have a nice day out somewhere, actually, which when you're a homeless person, if you're living rough, nice days out can be at a premium, because especially if you're living in a bush camp, for instance, and if you for whatever reason don't have a motor vehicle anymore, then it can be very, very difficult to find transport. So you'll probably find that she lives on the fringes somewhere, okay, maybe in a car. I'm sensing that there is actually a car connected with this woman. But, you know, I think her circumstances are a lot more precarious, but she's figured out that if she looks nice, it's going to be safer for her. And I think that that's actually very, very wise. You don't, as a woman, don't draw attention to yourself and your children if you maintain your physical appearances.
Very, very good information for those who I hope will never have to experience it, but it's good to know. I was talking with one of our instructors, and this gentleman, I really like this guy. He's been on the air with us many times over the years. Very, very bright, very resourceful. And he travels without a travel permit, or a driver's license, as some people call it. And he travels throughout the country in his van. And his van is his living accommodations, as well as it is his rolling inventory when he goes from trade show to trade show. And he was stopped by the police, as I remember this, and his van was stolen from him by the police. They took his wallet, they took everything that he had, his identification, credit cards, money, everything. And they left him. They finally released him, but they kept just about everything he had in order to survive. And so he was on the streets for about a little less than a week, as I remember it. Very difficult situation. And of course, I asked him, you know, why didn't he call me and that kind of thing. But they took everything, including his phone.
Yeah.
So what do you do in a situation like that?
Well, you make a bush camp. That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Try and stay out of urban and suburban areas, unless, like I said, you are planning to, you know, adversely possess a house. Because you'll find that most crime happens in urban and suburban areas. If you maintain a bush camp out in public land somewhere, it's public land, and, you know, I hope you don't mind me saying this, that the Bureau of Land Management or whoever can take a long walk off a short pier. I think that's probably a really polite way of putting it. We need to start standing up for our rights, you know, because they have had it over us for way too long. They really, truly have. You need to get some sort of way of getting around, or you need to get really, really good at walking, okay? And like I say, maybe have your bush camp a few kilometres out of a town, but not too far out, and tend to do most of your journeying just before dawn or just before dusk. Would be the times when I was walking. You'll find that you're much less likely to be followed by whoever, because most people are not out and about at those times. Okay? So, for instance, you would find if you had to go into a town to get some groceries or whatever, you would walk into the town maybe 5 kilometres. Okay, that's like maybe 2 or 3 miles into the town, and you would do it just before the sun comes up. Then you appear in the town around about the break of day. You spend your day there and then go and get some, you know, chips or whatever in the evening as your meal. Do not attempt a long walk either on a full belly or immediately after a big meal. I can tell you that for sure. It's going to be really uncomfortable. But if you sit somewhere and have like a hamburger or whatever your, you know, high-calorie junk food of choice is, and then sit at the table for about an hour or so afterwards, it will enable the meal to settle, and then you just walk out of there and you go back to wherever it was that you came from. Okay, and before you go, you make it so that everything at your camp is ready for you just to come home and basically flop into bed, because you will not feel like lighting campfires or anything. And you make it that, you know, that's what you have to do. You will just feel like sleeping, and you'll probably find that you sleep until the sun is well up the next morning, at least initially, because it's really, to walk that distance when you're not used to it is, will absolutely drain you. But you have to be easy on yourself. If you're going to do that, you need to research things like Stone Age technologies, okay? How people did things, how the Native Americans did things, how they trapped, how they lived in a very low-profile way, okay? How they, did things like made bows and arrows. And you can do this. You can live this way. The Native Americans lived this way. How you can make shelters, how to collect firewood and have tinder and, light a fire with a flint and all of this sort of stuff. And you'll find that it's a challenging way to live, but you'll find that you can live that way, and that is by far the best way to live as a homeless person is to basically go back to how the Native Americans did things. And you'll find as time goes on, you'll live more and more that way. You'll find it actually takes up most of your time and energy each day to live that way. Okay? But even if you have children, you'll find that you can look after them. This is how a large portion of humanity lives even to this day, you know. But what you have to do is you have to do it in a low-profile way. Do not draw attention to yourself, okay? That means you don't light a big campfire. You light a small campfire, and if you can, you get a tin. And you make a hole in the tin and you light the campfire in the tin. It reduces the amount of fuel that you need, okay? And you can have a small cooking pot on top of it. And you can do that. You can do it. And that's, you know, a way where people for miles and miles and miles are not going to see that there's actually a fire burning there. Or even if you got a 4-liter olive oil tin, you know, you might spend $20 on a bottle of, $20 or $30 on a can of olive oil. Don't throw the tin away. You can make a fireplace out of it.
Hold that thought. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis.
analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
When we first bought our farm here in Missouri, it had an old home site on it. And the home burned down way before we even found out about the farm, you know, many, many years before. And there were some barns on it and stream that ran through it. But for the most part, there's no place to live on this farm, except if we, you know, use one of the barns. So a man said to me, "So where are Ewens?" Ewens is Missouri for you all, or East Coast for yous guys. But so where are Ewens going to live? And what he meant was my 15-year-old son and me. Where are we going to live while we're building our house? And I said, I haven't really decided, but you know, we may spend a few days at the motel down the road, 20 miles down the road, maybe 25. And he said, "Come with me." And so we got in his pickup truck, and he brought us over to his farm, and he hooked his pickup truck to his old camper trailer. And this camper trailer was, you know, 20, 30, 40 years old. And it was 20 feet long. And we leveled it, and we set it kind of in the shade. And that is the camper trailer that our son and I lived in for 6 months. Now, it had no heat. And the plumbing didn't work on it. So no heat, no shower, but it was shelter. And I brought in electric power from the road, 1,300 feet in. And I had an outlet, a temporary outlet on a power pole. And so I had a 20-amp circuit
sir.
And a heavy extension cord running from the temporary power pole to the trailer. And that was it. And so we had, for heat, it was one of those little cube-like heaters that you plug into an outlet. And yeah. And to keep the trailer from burning down, I would put it had a stove, a little tiny stove in there, camper stove, gas stove, and I would put the oven door down and put this heater on the oven door because that was the most fire-resistant place to put the heater. And so we froze, you know, during the winter. We got soaked when it rained, but it was way better than the alternatives. Yeah, yeah. So the next thing we did...
the wind out.
Absolutely. It was way better than anything else that, you know, we had available to us. So we were building this house, and we excavated the basement. And in the basement, we, as soon as the first floor decking, you know, the I-joists were installed, and as soon as the first floor decking was on, we had a mostly airtight room that we built, maybe 15 feet by 20 feet in the basement. And so we used OSB sheathing to seal off that room, and we put an exterior door in there, and that was home. And then we brought that electricity on a piece of Romex cable into that room. So now we had the ability to have a little bit better insulation, and we took a couple old Oriental rugs that we brought with us from the farm in Virginia, and we put them on the floor, and we got three layers thick of an Oriental rug, and that was our bed. And so we slept on that for 6 months, and we had an electric hot plate, and we were able to, you know, warm up some food. And we had a washing machine because we had the need to wash our clothes, and it made no sense to go 40-mile round trip or 50-mile round trip to a laundromat. So we brought a washing machine from Virginia, and that we washed our clothes in, and that's what we washed our faces and hands in, you know, before meals and when we got up in the morning. And then for showers, we had our well. We put in a well, and we took a 100-foot long garden hose, and we attached two of them together, and we snaked them so that they would set in the sun, and we'd fill them with water with a brass nozzle on the end. We'd fill them with water, let them heat up in the sun, and then that was our shower. A light mist. So a shower consisted of all the water that was in the garden hose. Yeah. And that was enough water for two showers, one for my son and one for me. And we lived like that for 6 months. And it worked. And ultimately, we got the first floor done. We got the second floor done. Ultimately, we got the doors and windows in, and then it was heaven. You know, an unfinished house, just studs, ultimately insulation, and we lived in that. And we
now
had
the
room.
You find that you do toughen up and adjust to your personal circumstance, but
you're
it takes
right.
a month or two to do so. Until
absolutely.
Then, it's hell on earth.
Yeah, and with all the you know the accoutrements that we had, it was still hell on earth. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it.
God, you're. Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, as I think back about the experience of living in this trailer for 6 months with minimal amenities, and living in the basement in this room, sleeping on three layers of oriental rug, an old oriental rug, there are some really good benefits to that. It taught me a lot about survival. It also taught, reinforced a lot about preparedness. And it also afforded me the opportunity that when we had other people help us, contractors come in and do some things that were, you know, beyond our ability with the equipment we had, you know, like pouring some of the concrete and things, I got a chance to make sure it was done perfectly, that everything was plumb, everything was level, all the pipe was right, you know, that we put in the, the tile drains and the French drains and all the plumbing that you'd never see if you bought a house that was built before, you know, before you. So, meaning buy a used house. So I got a chance to see all that, make sure everything was right, the keyways and the concrete to make sure that the concrete walls wouldn't push in, you know, from the floor. I mean, everything you possibly think of, we were there to make sure it was right. And if it wasn't, it was our fault. So there's a lot of good reasons why it'd be wonderful if you're building a house to take that 6 months to a year off, if you can afford to do that, and be there on site 24 hours a day while your home is being built, if you have one being built for you. But it took 18 months to get the stone from the pile that the stone was delivered to get it up on the walls of the house. So it was, you know, it was an extensive job. But we roughed it. We roughed it. And every once in a while I'll say to Mrs. Finelli or our children, this house is pretty much right. I can't think of hardly anything that's not as good as it could be done. I'm not saying it's extravagant, but what I am saying is the construction is right. It really is, and that's because we were here for it. So that's something I'd recommend, that if you're going to build a house, that you consider a class. Go ahead.
Our experience was a bit different. After we had camped for about 3 months in the outback, we arrived in the state of Victoria, which is not the outback. It's and we, you know, the pedophile cartel eventually caught up with us, chased us through state forest with a pack of Alsatians, which I've detailed before. And we ended up, to cut a very long story short, the local police in the town where we ended up were actually sympathetic to us. Okay, they actually did help us a great deal. And that's the police who were at Yeldon and at Yay in Victoria. And especially initially the ones at Yay and later on the ones at Yeldon. But we ended up in a trailer park for a short amount of time. And then I was able to search the internet from there, and we came across the place that we are living in now, and I, you know, called the real estate agent in Geraldton and got them to hurry along the sale of the house, drop the price dramatically, and it sold within 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, and bought the farm that we are living on now. It did have a house on it. That the property had not been properly cared for in 10 years, and so the house had problems. For one thing, it had 13 broken windows in the house, and some of the doors were in quite bad repair. They needed to be replaced. It took time to replace these things, but believe me, compared to living in a tent in, you know, country Victoria, or living in a camper van in the outback, we felt that we had landed in a little bit of heaven. Sure. And these days, all the windows are repaired. The doors that were broken down are repaired. There was no pressure tower. There was no tank on the water pressure tower. That had to be replaced. Okay, so we had very little water pressure. There was a tank, but it wasn't high enough. okay? They just sort of put a water tank on top of the generator shed. And I said, well, that's a really bad place for a pressure tank because if it leaks, you've got a really big problem. You've got to think of these things, okay? Right. But they got fixed. And now, 4 years down the track, the place is comfortable. It's still, there's still things that need to be done, but we have an electrical supply, we have a water supply, the windows and the doors are fixed, there's, you know, a really, really nice arid type garden, there's olive trees, there's other fruit trees, there's a vegetable garden, there's chickens and dogs and fences and a horse, and there's a dry creek, because we do live in a semi-arid area. And do you know something? You get to the point where you think, wow, this place is beginning to look really, really nice.
Gwyneth,
4 years later.
Yeah. Gwyneth, we've got Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, Kyle.
Hi. I was just going to make a couple observations, some things that I've shared with people. You know, as far as living, because we've lived off-grid for a long, long time, 13, 14 years, and when you're moving in, doing everything yourself, it's really important, like Vince was just saying, to really look at what it is you're trying to accomplish and then try to think of what can or could go wrong.
Yes,
it really
I
is
absolutely
important.
Agree.
The other thing is like putting, I'll just give you a little quick example. It's like putting up fence for goats. Okay? Here's a good one. All right. So goats are going to rear up on the fence, and we raised goats for almost 20 years. And all my kids grew up milking goats when it was 20 below zero, you know, and the whole thing. So it taught them a really good work ethic, but you probably, if you got goats and you're going to put fencing up, my ideal stuff that I found that works better than anything is 2-inch by 4-inch, 6-foot-high welded wire. And if you're going to put that in there and you're going to have goats on the inside of it, put the wire on the inside of the posts.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying out. Now, as an example, if, like, for my garden here now, we've got deer. Well, I don't have to worry about deer trying to get out of my garden. I'm trying to keep them out of the garden. I'm not worried about them trying to escape. I'm worried about them trying to get in. So I put the welded wire on the outside because I have found, watched deer jump a 5-foot fence like it wasn't even there. But the magic number for people is 6 feet. And we had a billy and we had five does that we milked the whole time. And 6 feet is the magic number for keeping goats in and or and deer out. The other thing for goats that's really good for them, if you can, you got a tractor or something like that, go get, I'm sure, like wherever you go, I don't know where you guys are, how you are, but we have rocks here. They don't call them the Rocky Mountains for nothing. we have about a tablespoon of topsoil per acre, you know, so it's really poor, and tons and tons and tons and tons of rocks. But grab a neighbor that's got a tractor or a backhoe or something like that and get a great big rock and put it out there in the middle of the pen. Don't put it anywhere near the edges or the goats will use it as a launching pad. But if you put it out there in the middle, they play on it. I've seen them play on it for hours.
Endlessly.
Yes, and it's just so much fun to have them around. I do miss my goat milk, something fierce, because there's just something in that. The key to also taking care of goats and making sure that the goat milk don't smell goaty is when you milk the goat, you take the milk immediately and strain it, and then you put it in quart jars and stick it in your freezer for about an hour. And chill it down as fast as possible. And then you can take it from the freezer and stick it in the regular refrigerator. And you pour it just before you're going to drink it. I mean, it's, well, you don't, you can let it sit out there for a few minutes, but I'm saying you don't want to pour goat milk out and let it sit on the table before everybody drinks it a half an hour. Because if it warms up, it will, that bacteria in there, because it's live and it's really good, stuff in there, but it will, they die off and go bad, get the taste and goaty real quick.
It will go bad really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, I have a, just hang on a moment, I'll just switch off my, little alarm that says that we're nearing the end of the broadcast.
We've got 15 minutes. Kyle, would you do me a favor, please? Can you call the farmhouse, you know, when you get
yeah,
a chance?
That bell that you hear, it's me telling myself, it's an alarm that's on my phone, me telling myself that this is the last segment, or getting towards the last segment.
That's right.
Otherwise, I forget.
Gwyneth, one second. So, Kyle, please call the farmhouse and leave your mailing address with Mrs. Finelli, if you wouldn't mind. And I'd appreciate that, okay?
Sure, you bet.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead. Back to you, Gwyneth.
Okay. I have a friend. He has a goat farm. He's been a goat farmer for many, many years, probably about 20 years. And my friend is Greek, and they have a millennia-long, many thousands of years-long tradition of being goat farmers. And he has his goat farm next to a major highway with three-foot-high fences. Or 3 foot, 6 inch high fences all the way around his farm. And that is the technique that I described earlier is the technique that he uses. Kyle's idea is fantastic if you have the money for it. And definitely put the wire on the inside of the fence.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms, that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us. He lives off-grid in Montana. And Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she lives off-grid in Australia. Kyle, I'd like to ask you, I'm trying to develop a ventilation system for our off-grid battery bank. And we have the nickel iron batteries. They weigh 4,400 pounds. And so I have 40 cells. And, you know, they're bubbling away. And they're not in a storage shed. Okay, they're in a room that is a little warmer than that. And I'd like to ask you, what did you do? You had lead acid batteries. What did you do for ventilation? Then I'd like to ask Gwyneth the same question, because she has the same kind of batteries we do.
Oh, boy, I'm glad you got those batteries, Vince, rather than the lead acid. I always said if I could afford those nickel hydride, that's what I would have went with. Just because they last forever, you know. You put a box, you build a box around it, and your solar controller has usually, the one that I have, has a switch, for lack of a complicated term. It has a switch, and if you build a box over your batteries, you can buy a little plastic piece of PVC that comes with its own vent fan right in the PVC.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it looks like a snake swallowed a chicken or something. It's a little
right.
bit bigger than the pipe, and you wire mm-hmm. that to your solar charger, and your solar charger, when it's charging real heavy, will kick that fan on, and then that goes outside and is vented outside.
Okay, my concern is that hydrogen and oxygen gases are the gases that are produced during charging and discharge, and hydrogen is extremely explosive. So I want to make sure that there are no sparks, no switches, no relays, central vacuum system, AC motors with brushes. I don't want anything like that near the battery bank that's, you know, unvented. Now, what you're talking about is a suction type fan that pulls the gases and the air in the battery box, a vent on one side of the box, and the other side has this power fan and exhausts the gases out. Now, is that fan that looks like a chicken swallowed by a snake, is that a brushless fan that will not spark in any way?
Well, it's what it is. I can't tell you that for sure. It depends. There's so many models of them.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the one that I have is a sealed unit. The fan itself goes into a piece of plastic, for lack of a better term, again, mm-hmm. and it comes out, and those wire connections just bolt up. They, you know, you wire nut onto them and mm-hmm. and put them in there, and it's a sealed unit so that there's no sparks. The other thing that people that you should remember is that the amount of hydrogen gas that it produces is very, I don't want to get too loose with this, but it is kind of negligible. I mean, compared to like your basement or your garage, the amount of air in there would have to be, that hydrogen gas has to be a lot more concentrated in a very small area in order to make that explosive. I mean, you've heard of guys that were smoking over batteries and that blew up in their face. Well, that's because that flame or that ignition source was right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it is a problem. It can be a problem. But I've known people that had the hydrogen gas venting right into their basement and never even put anything on it for years. And never had a problem.
Okay, Gwyneth, your thoughts. How is your battery bank arranged?
Our battery bank is arranged in the old generator shed, that I was describing earlier. It's a mud brick generator shed. That means the mud bricks operate as an excellent heat sink. It
45 seconds.
It never gets too hot or too cold. And because of that, and also because it's an old generator shed, the ventilation in it is excellent. It has a steel-type grill that you would normally see on an air-conditioning unit, molded into the mud bricks. That's how it's ventilated. And also the door doesn't fit very well, but it's facing out of the rain.
Very good. Gwyneth, we're out of time.
That's the end of the broadcast.
It is. And Kyle, we're out of time. Thank you both so much for being with us today, both USA Prepares instructors. Class above all, honesty.
You have a great week, won't you?
Yes, you too. Honesty and integrity.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Tyler,
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.